Something they don't tell you after you survive someone literally trying to kill you is, well, there's a lot they don't tell you. And there aren't many people who survive to tell you anything. I suppose there's not much that would prepare you for the whole, there's a crazed slasher wearing a cheap Halloween mask who wants you dead for unspecified reasons situation. It's a pretty unique circumstance. Well, maybe not that unique. I mean, that's why I joined a support group, right? Someone decided we were worth their time and effort, even if they tried to kill us. Listening to these other stories, it's not like it's hard to figure out why they went after us. Some of us turned them down. Some of us were too pretty for our own good. Some of us were just in the wrong damn place at the wrong damn time. In their eyes, we were a problem. We were too tempting, or too much of a reminder of a past wrong, or maybe we just reminded them too much of their beloved mommies. And then we're left to put back together the things that they broke. I'm tired of cleaning up the mess. I think a little turnabout is fair play. That's why I went looking for you. I heard that someone had been prowling around, picking off unsuspecting, stupidly beautiful people. That's what you all do. Finding you is the easy part. Getting you away from your next victim, not so much. You're all so predictable. Sit around a college campus long enough and you'll see someone stalking a pretty girl. I watched from the shadows as you followed her home. The millisecond before her door closed, you grabbed it and snuck in. You were quick. I'll give you that. Then I waited. And I waited. And I waited some more. She burst out through her front door, screaming and crying, stumbling over cobblestones as she bolted for her life. You just stalked behind her. Slow, methodical, even. It reminded me of a cat creeping up on a mouse. I never understood why you all do that. If you ran after us, you'd probably catch us that much quicker. But I digress. She made it to her car, fumbled with her keys, but managed to get in. Her car turned over. She peeled out down the street with screeching tires. You ripped your mask off and yelled, "Fuck!" In the middle of the street. It was a choice. You walked a couple blocks over to get into your truck and go back to your place. I kept a respectable distance as I followed you, but I don't know how you didn't notice me, honestly. Your type tends to be non-observant, I guess. You trashed your apartment. I watched. You were throwing shit around like a petulant child, and before I knew it, a giggle escaped from me. You heard it. I secretly wanted you to. You creeped towards the window I was hiding outside of and slammed it open. You leaned right over me. And I figured that was as good a time as any to reveal myself. I reached up, barely touched the hem of your shirt, before you yanked me into your den by my hair. Out of instinct, I was kicking and flailing, but I had to tell myself to stop. To tell myself that this was not how it was going to go. Not again. I elbowed you in the ribs and twisted out of your grip. I held my hands up to show I came in peace. I knew what you were thinking, because it was exactly what I was thinking. What the fuck am I doing here? I tried to explain that I wasn't there to stop you. I mean, I wasn't there to help either, but I definitely wasn't going to stop you. I've already stopped enough of you to last me a lifetime. I told you I was in a support group for women like me. Victims. Survivors. Whatever the fuck you want to call us. I tried to explain that I just wanted to understand. Was it the power? The rush? Was there sexual gratification to it? I wanted to know. I needed to know. I had to know why my life was so valuable to someone that they decided they wanted to take it. I was surprised when you answered that sometimes it was all of the above. We talked and talked and talked. I still didn't understand, but you didn't need to know that. I would probably never fully understand, if I'm being honest. I don't think I want to fully understand. Before too long, you were looking at me differently. Like I wasn't another predator that was intruding in your territory. Like maybe I was your equal. I knew that was my opportunity. You all are always attracted to us in some way. I plan to use it to my advantage. I made it this far. Might as well finish what I started. We met in a clash of limbs and teeth and tongues and sweat. There was nothing gentle about this, and I was grateful for it. Clothes were torn, skin was scratched raw, bruises were left. You fell asleep fairly quickly after we were done. Not surprising. You had quite the athletic evening chasing a victim and then fucking me. I sat up and held your mask in my hand. A blue devil. Cute. You stirred in the bed next to me and I glanced down at you. I noticed you kept your knife next to you on the nightstand. There were handcuffs attached to your headboard. I saw zip ties in your duffel bag. Right next to a list of names. Potential victims. I made a note to burn it later. I can see why you all like having options. I just needed to pick which one was the best. I took a deep breath and slipped the mask on over my head. Like I said, turnabout is fair play.